What's happening, Chattanooga? Scott Van Pelt here. More Press Row with Jay Greason and David Pascal now on ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a happy hump day. We thank Tennessee Titans GM John Robinson for joining us. And we move straight from John Robinson to Brett Bielema, the Arkansas football coach. We've been wanting to have him for a long time, as entertaining as they come. Coach, thank you so much. How are you today?
I'm doing all right, Jim. I know on an ESPN stage, you guys survived the purge.
We did. With the local affiliates kind of work for the locally owned thing. So, yes, we definitely did survive.
It's all about the hot seat, right, Coach?
It's kind of interesting to see all these articles coming out on the other foot. Although a lot of great guys, unfortunately, and I know times change, and it is just like it is in the coaching profession. It's always tough to see some of those guys in those situations, but ESPN's a great organization, and they are great people, and unfortunately that these days come.
All right, Brett, you inherited an absolute train wreck there. I mean, it was an absolute mess of a job. When you think about the strides you've made in the last 4 years, how do you look back at what you've done to this point? Are you happy with the progress? Is it not as much as you wanted? How would you assess just kind of the job you've done to this point?
You know, it's probably a little bit twofold. Obviously, as coaches, we're always evaluated on wins and losses, and I get it. I understand it. Part of the reason I got this job was obviously the success I'd had other places, but the growth we've had off the field, I'm very excited to have close to a 3.0, 2.98 GPA. I've been we've led the league in the last 3 or 4 years in SEC academic performers, and our guys have for the most part kept their nose pretty clean. So I'm excited about all that. But you know, on the football field, we've made steady progress, 3 straight bowl games, but we haven't been to that next level yet. You know, and I think we're on the verge of it. It's my 5th year. I think we're as close as we've ever been. Kind of used as a measuring stick at my last job. We won our first championship in year 5. I don't know if we're at that level, but I know we're at a place that's better.
You know, the SEC West, as you know, is such a pressure cooker. I mean, you know, there's speculation about you, but there's speculation about Gus Malzahn, Kevin Sumlin, Hugh Freeze is dealing with the NCAA stuff. How much this time of year do you ever even think about that?
You know, it's easy for me to answer questions, say no, and I don't. Never have, never will. I never really. Even though I had a 7-6 year at Wisconsin one time, came back 1-10 and won on the road, went on the run. You just got to worry about your job. There hasn't been any, hasn't come up one time in recruiting, hasn't been brought to my attention through any valuable source. Got a pretty strong contract that reads out, and I know the growth that we're having. I think, as is the case in today's world, there's a lot of people that think they can figure things out when they don't have to hold the key to the actual decision, you know. So I'm excited. I think this league is as tough as it gets. What goes on at those other places is what's going on there. I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about it. I just worry about the job I have.
And in 2015, you went 5-3 in the league. And you've had some success, I mean, against the Auburns and the LSUs within the division. I'm curious, do you feel that you have everything you need to win the West there? And I guess I'm talking really kind of a recruiting base as much as anything. Do you feel like you have everything you need to win the West?
Well, it is the West in itself, a lot, obviously, on your recruiting pool, what you're able to get done. I'm a big believer in the Kentucky Derby theory of coaching. You know, everybody likes to talk about that horse at one, they don't talk about that jockey. You know, so you got to have the right horses. And right now we're building it every day. I like the group that we have. We've built more depth. I think we're stronger in the line, so O-line and D-line. I like the conversion that we've made to the 3-4, which will allow us to recruit a different type of guy and able to deploy it differently on the field. So I am excited recruiting-wise. We have facilities that are second to none. Once we get kids here, I think everybody has this. If you haven't been to Fayetteville, Arkansas, you have this, maybe this picture, this vision of what you think it's going to be. And we do have kind of a wow factor once they get here. I think people commonly are very taken back that the facilities, the atmosphere, Northwest Arkansas, the town, the city, the airport, all those are very positive things once you get here, and it's great to showcase them.
You're listening to Arkansas football coach Brett Bielema here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, how's the pregnancy been?
You know, I'm. We entered our third trimester this week. I am getting heavily involved in the world of cravings. I've had it my whole life, but never had to make a run for them on my wife's expense. But it's kind of fun. We really had nothing but great. She had another great appointment on Monday. Baby's healthy, having a little baby girl. So I just couldn't be more excited.
Now that it's been announced that you're having a girl, does that mean Derek McFadden Bielema is off the name registry?
I don't know if that one was ever on there, but I know this, and I don't know if you guys have children or not, anything that I kind of suggest quickly gets nullified. So I've tried to use other sources. I'm using her parents, you know, her best friends to have them throw ideas at her, and we'll see where it goes.
What about Alex Collins? I mean, you could go Alex and could have been either way, right?
And you know what? She loves Alex. My wife, she always has kind of picked one out. You love this one. So her first recruiting visit with me, our first dinner that we ever went to as a couple, was a one guy by the name of Russell Wilson, and so she thought she had the reason why he came there, and you know she's like, well, he gave me a hug. I'm like, bud, Russell gives everybody a hug. We don't need to go there. But she kind of picks out one a year, and she picked out Alex early on. She picked out Raleigh Williams. She's been able to pick some winners in the run.
Coach, you are now becoming you and some of our favorites that we have on here: Mike Leach, Paul Johnson. You guys are the outliers and guys that are not afraid to, like, open up and share who you are in stories like this. Would you get out of coaching before you became some of these coach speak robots that are now like the cookie cutter?
I don't. You know, I learned a valuable lesson early in life. The only person I know how to be is Brett Bielema. I don't try to pretend to be anybody else. Now, I'm not saying it's great, not saying everybody has to like him, but I know I'm me. I don't do somebody else well. When you say those two names, Mike's probably, I mean, from the first time I met Mike Leach to where we are today, it's been an instant friendship. Paul Johnson is as good a human being and as good a football coach as there is, you know, and I just find myself gravitating to those guys much more than anything else because, you know, what you say is what you get. It's real. It's 100% every day. And I think the word consistency is a really good thing in today's world. I wish more people were more consistent.
Coach, after spring and going into what is obviously, as David touched on, a big year, are you more excited or anxious for the 2017 season?
Well, you know, we got one more practice tomorrow, and then we got our spring game on Saturday, so I kind of have that little adrenaline boost, you know, to get you going. We've had five straight weeks of good practices. Then May, I kind of get a lot jammed into that because of my work schedule and different responsibilities. Then June, we have this new camp fiasco, you know, because of the powers that be. We've turned this thing into a traveling circus, you know, so we got that working for us. And then I'm really about 4 weeks out from our due date trying to just stay at home. I'll be able to do some Hoganese classes with our guys and then just wait for the birth of my child, which actually coincides within about 3 or 4 days of SEC media day. So I've got a full plate, and it's going to be a great ride no matter what. I got a quote that I carry with me that came from, I went to a Chinese food place, mainly because I didn't have a lot of money, and it was an all-you-can-eat buffet for $2.99 back in the day. But I found a fortune cookie that says, you know, choose a job you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And much like you guys, I'm sure, you're great on the radio for a reason, you love it. And I think that's a part of this world that I really enjoy.
You're listening to Arkansas football coach Brett Bielema here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. I mean, you got Austin Allen back, Williams, Whaley, I love. I remember him out of Texas. I know you've got the spring game still to go, but do you already know, like, if you had to pick the chief concern moving forward into this season, what would it be?
Well, I think because of the transition on defense from a 4-3 to a 3-4, until you go through some of those landmines, you know, and have the kids out there, you know, making the calls, firing the shots, making the plays, you're going to have a little bit of anxiety. Offensively, like you said, though, you know, Coach Fry taught me that, you know, the better you are through the middle of the formation, the better you can be. We got a center who I've had a first-round center, I've had a second-round center, a third-round center. He's as good or better than any of those I've ever had. And he snaps the ball to Austin Allen, who's a really good player, and he turns around and hands it to a tailback in either Raleigh or Devois, who are good players. We got a couple good tight ends. Our line is as strong as we've had it here. I am very excited about our offensive football team.
All right, Brett, when we have guests like you, we love to close with a rapid fire first thing off the top
oh,
of the
boy.
Head. Ready to play?
This could be a little dangerous.
It could be. What is your favorite win so far during your time at Arkansas?
Ole Miss on the road there in overtime.
What is your most painful setback?
I would say the second half collapse of the Virginia Tech and probably equally tie the Missouri game.
Who do you hear from fans as Arkansas's biggest rival?
Probably the battle for the boot, LSU.
Now, you mentioned, I'm 6'4", 240. You mentioned a Chinese buffet for $2.99. How much damage could you and I do to a Chinese buffet?
Well, that was back in the lighter days. That's when I first got done playing. So I know it's a bargain anywhere in this world.
What is the one comment you wish you could take back?
Borderline erotic.
That's the one we're glad you didn't.
Yeah. Coach, man, you are an absolute gold mine. We greatly appreciate it.
Appreciate you, gentlemen. We'll pay. Have a great day.
All righty. Arkansas football coach Brett Bielema joining us here on Press Row. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.